I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Man, that is a,
Dude, that's pretty good.
This is The Gloom, bringing you weekly interviews with F3 Omaha Packs, exploring their F3 experiences and finding those sticky elements that create the glue in the gloom.
Shout out to our sponsors. Major Team Mortgage, Omaha Laser Dentistry, Exclusively Eye Care, Liberty Core Real Estate, Avier Wealth Management, and Apex Men's Clinic. We appreciate their support.
Hey Gloom listeners, it's The Plague. Question for you, are you ready to perform at your peak? Well, our man P-Soup and the Apex Men's Clinic is here to help you achieve optimal health. Whether it's managing general health concerns, recovering from injuries, or optimizing your hormones, they have you covered. Their comprehensive services include testosterone replacement therapy, cutting-edge treatments, and personalized care plans tailored just for you. At Apex Men's Clinic, you're not just another number. Their expert team is dedicated to helping you feel your best. Visit apexmensclinic.com today to schedule a free consultation. At Apex Men's Clinic, it's men's health done right.
Now let's get back to the gloom.
And we're back. Excited to see this guy's smiling face. Sounds like he's having a good day so far, and I'm excited just to get his story out. Really just another phenomenal leader, and I think I've just noticed his passion for EHing, continuing to help us be open to all men and really living that out in his leadership. Specifically his role as a site Q at Coronado, but also as he's helping with some of the second F stuff in the Northwest. So I got our man Limu on, and why don't you start us just from the beginning, sort of who EHed, what was the first workout like? And then we'd love to hear how you got the name Limu.
So for me, it I received a text from Muffs. Was a Thursday morning, Wednesday morning. Sorry about that. He'd gone to main stage, and I get a text. I'm like, oh, I went and did this workout thing. I'm like, okay. Well, I'd been talking to him about that. I needed to start doing something. And he's like, it was horrible. You should come do it. I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, it was the worst thing I've ever done. We need to go do this together. I'm like, I don't know about that. So he told me a little bit about it. And I was like, oh, this sounds pretty good. And sent me the link, you know, learn more about F3. And it's like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, well, I like to do things starting on Mondays. And what are Mondays? Murphs for the most part. So right near where I lived is Red Wing. And I'm like, we should go there. And he goes, it has a name. That can't be good. I'm like, it can't be horrible. So we go to Red Wing and get there and like kind of get started. And it's like, okay, now we're going to run. Like, okay, I haven't run in years, so let's go do this. Luckily, Cheap Seats was there. So Cheap Seats, I'd met him a couple of times through insurance, and Muffs knew him pretty well. And so he kind of hung back with us and for the entire time. And it was, yeah, I hated everything about it because I'm like, I hadn't run that much. But you know, I look back on it. It was probably the best way to get started for me because I really needed to be totally uncomfortable and couldn't take it easy. There was no way of taking it easy. So so we went through that. We ended up, Lincoln Log was on the queue. And, you know, shared a little bit about, you know, that I'm in commercial insurance, you know, married, kids, all that. And they started throwing all kinds of names out there. Some of them were really cool. I was hoping for. Never happened, which is typical. And somebody threw out Limu, and Lincoln Log thought it was a competitor of mine. It was just another insurance company we worked with. And it stuck. And then I come to find out, it's like he misspelled it. And like, nope, too late. Can't even fix that. So, because it was supposed to be spelled L-I-M instead of L-E-M-U, but yeah. Yeah, but and I thought that everybody's like, oh, this is the worst workout you'll do. Okay. Then Tuesday we went to Wild Kingdom. Toto was on the queue, and that would by far was the worst workout I have ever done because everything was pretty much arms, and my arms were shot from the day before. And yeah, I think I hurt for like the next 3 days. Could barely lift my arms. So, yeah, kind of how things got started.
So you started with the MRF. I love that. I think it's funny. Just like you said, it's got a name, so it must be bad. Or maybe it's got a name and it might not be bad, right? You never know. It's cool that you had a friend, right, that was inviting you out. You mentioned sort of the, at least where you were at in life, you were like, I need something. Talk us through that. What do you think, where were you at in terms of mindset? Like what made you think you needed something with just a physical fitness thing or what was that?
It was a little bit of the physical fitness thing. Cause I had, I started, I was going to be, I guess it was 54 at the time. So, and getting started, like, okay, I need to do something. I have done something for years. And then I went about 6 or 7 years and just did nothing. So it's like, I need to at least do something, get my butt off the couch. And so I'd just been kind of talking with Muffs about that. And so we were actually, I think I talked to him about maybe like joining a gym or doing something else. I'm like, oh. And so, yeah, when this came along, it was the perfect thing. And again, we always talk about the glue, the fitness part was great, but it was the, coffee afterwards, hanging out with the guys, kind of just the conversations, which was really, really beneficial. And I think the picking up the six, that was, for the longest time, that was always the thing I noticed. And so I try to do my best now doing the same.
Yeah. You mentioned Cheap Seats and just kind of the pivotal role that he played that first day, right? It was a familiar face, but also just that he stayed with you, and didn't make you feel like you were lagging behind or holding up the group or, I think that's something we could all, just do a little bit better job of making sure, especially when we've got newer guys showing up like we do. How do we just make sure that we're, explaining things to them, right? Okay, this is what a merkin is. This is what, I think there's a lot. We have a lot of terms that are sort of can be really odd when you're first showing up. What were you doing before, you mentioned kind of that your physical activity was something that was a part of your life kind of growing up or maybe historically. What was that routine for you like? Or did you play sports or kind of give us a little rundown of your history there?
So when I was quite a bit younger, played all kinds of different sports between, baseball and football when I was in high school. And then afterwards I did a lot with softball. Sand volleyball. So I was always trying to stay active type things. And then with my kids, I coach them in all the different sports. So it was always like always on the go, trying to help with, running parts of the team or, I did football with my son. It's like, okay, defensive backs coach. So it was like you had a certain thing. Well, you're always kind of at least running some, you're keeping active. Then I noticed as I stopped, I guess, not being as active, it's like, oh, join a gym. You do that. And it's like, well, like it's monotonous and like, okay, I'm not, one of the meatheads. I'm not one of these like, okay, I'm just going to live here type thing. And then you start noticing like, I guess where I was going was, the most expensive place out there in West Omaha.
Like Planet Fitness or something?
Yeah, or no, not one, the whatever, like $80, $90 a month place, whatever, there at 168th. But that was just like, okay, I don't need all of this. I just need a gym. Well, then just got to the point where it's like, oh, okay, I'm just not going to do anything, which was stupid, but just kind of get, you know, set and not doing it. And as you get complacent, then it's like every day you're not getting off the couch, it's a little easier to stay on the couch. And like, you know, getting up at 4:30 in the morning, well, it's easy to not get up. But you do it more than a few days in a row, and it makes it really easy to not get up. So,
yeah. That's awesome. I would be curious, what was your sort of progression like? So you started with a Murph, then you went to a pretty challenging boot camp workout. Did you try all the different, you know, did you try like a coupon and weights and running and all that sort of stuff? Or how did you kind of progress through the various sites?
So for me, it was being more in the West sector, was noticing that it was more of either running or the boot camp or Murph. And so like the first week I went the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, cause I thought, you know, this is how bad could this be? And then by the end of Wednesday, I'm pretty much, I don't want to come back, but, on Friday, still doing it. And then you start noticing, it's like, okay, what are certain things I like to do? And it was, the Mondays were the hardest part. Cause like, okay, what am I doing on Mondays? Well, it was Octagon. Octagon was one of the very few. But getting introduced to like coupon workout, but they were at the sites. So I wasn't going down to, you know, like a Brickyard or, you know, we did have a block party at the time. And I was interested in doing those. I'm like, okay, where I have to be at work. And then it's like trying to, if I go there, then I got to drive all the way back home. It's like, well, I'll just stay out west. But I have, I've hit some of the, somewhere either just the coupon or just the bar or dumbbells and that. And I loved them. I mean, I think, I wish we had more of the dumbbells out in the West sector. That's always, I know people have talked about maybe one day. So,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I love it. And it's interesting just thinking about when you started and then, you know, talk to me about, do you remember like when Coronado launched kind of some of those other Monday offerings that now you were able to go on Monday, but didn't have to go to a Murph. What was that like?
The Coronado was, I thought that was awesome. In fact, I was there for the initial pop-up. I talked to, Pat in a little bit and talked to some other guys that were like, oh, you know, you should come try this. So, and the original pop-up was Patton and Wait Time, and Wait Time came up with a brilliant idea that there were four stations and they were probably about 20 feet apart. So there was no rest between stations. That was probably one of the hardest Coronado beatdowns I've ever done. Cause it was like, you literally had no time to rest. It was just shift, 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 shift. And you just kept moving. But that was when I'm like, I prefer, I don't mind doing some running here and there, but like, I don't want to go, let's go run a couple miles. Like I'm not ready for that at that time. Yeah. And, so yeah, the Coronado, having that on Mondays, that was really, I thought that was great. And so I spent a lot more time there. And then also going down to Mission Forge. So kind of going in between, and then you start paying attention who's on the queue. Well, there are certain people that's like, oh, we're going to do a lot of running if I go to Mission Forge. So
yeah. Yep.
Definitely going to Coronado then that day. So,
yeah. Now we've got, now we've got several of these non-Murph Monday sites. I think initially it was just that's what Mondays are for Murphs, and some guys still feel that way. But I think just realizing, you know, we've got a lot of guys that post throughout the week that were not posting at Murph sites on Monday. So I think, you know, that it's been really cool just to kind of see, and most of us, I think Monday is a good day to start with a workout, right? I mean, it just starts your week off right and, you know, get you over the weekend, you know, and so giving guys offerings that are not Murphs has really, I think it's been really cool just to see the guys really lean into that. You know, talk me through, I would be curious your thoughts on, you know, just your, like how you're doing today, you know, when you think about your fitness sort of goals or progress, or have you made the progress that you have wanted to, or you still got some things you're working on, or where are you at today?
So I've made quite a bit of progress. I actually, it's funny you said that. I noticed, it was, I think it was earlier this week where we were doing, Merkins, and I remember the first time, like, oh my goodness, I mean, just trying to do a few of them and I was dying. And we were doing tempo Merkins, this past Monday, and it was, I was the one leading it. I'm like, okay, we're going to do this and do it. And we did multiple times. And I'm like, oh, hey, I think I've knocked out 50 of these and not cheated on this. And I was like, wow, this is a huge improvement from where I was, you know, 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
There's still, like, running is a hit and miss. I can, May? I think it was in May. I did my first 10K. I'd never run more than 5 miles in my life before that. So Amadeus and Baby Back, trying to think, oh, and Long Neck talked me into, like, no, let's just do this. I'm like, I don't. So, yeah, we went out there, and they also, doing that, I wasn't quite sure I was ready for it, but Amadeus kind of like, hey, let's find your pace. And we did that, and he just kept pushing me. He's like, nope, you're not going to stop. So, yeah, it was that was awesome. But I want to get back to running a 5K pretty regularly. And the last, I don't know, 6-8 weeks, I've been dealing with some hip issues. So it's kind of hit and miss. So getting back there, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, there's something to be said about having guys that, you know, keep you accountable, but also kind of will nudge you, right? To, like, okay, here, what's the next kind of stupid thing, right, that we want to get out there and do? And then to encourage you, right? Because, you know, a guy like Amadeus, right, he's been on a journey trying to improve his running abilities. And so then you kind of look over and you're like, okay, well, he's doing it. So, you know, yeah, I could probably do that, right? You kind of get this little kind of feeling inside where you're like, okay, yeah, I think I can do it. And if that guy's going to be with me, well, then sure, we can do that. So I love that. And congrats on that milestone. That's pretty cool to be able to say now, right?
Yeah, that was. And so, you know, everybody's like, well, now you got to do 10 miles. Like, yeah, man, that's all. That's a normal 5K thing. And then we'll see from there. But yeah, it's always happening that somebody to push you a little bit. And there's times where we get complacent and we'll just, we get in our comfort zone and need somebody to kind of get us out of it.
So, yeah, for sure. Well, and I love you. You mentioned, you know, kind of early on your exposure to the second F and the guys at Coffee. What's been your experience or your journey there? You came in, you know, you had Muffs and then you kind of knew Cheap Seats. I mean, how did you go about getting to know some of the other guys?
I think it was more of, I don't know how the best way to put it. They force you to talk to them.
Yeah.
Which is great. I mean, and that's what it is. It's getting out of our comfort zone, whether it's physically or, you know, it's for fellowship. That I've had so many different times where guys will sit down and they'll sit next to you and go, hey, you know, what's your name? You know, how'd you get the name? And you kind of start there and then it's like, you'll find something in common or whatever. But once you start, I guess it's just amazing how many different times I can sit down at Coffee. And if there's somebody new, you know, I feel like maybe that's the person you need to be sitting with, just kind of learn their story, learn a little bit more about them. And that's been, for me, has been a big deal, because having the fellowship piece, doing sports as a kid, through high school and all that, you always get used to the locker room banter and all that. And that's the one thing as we get older, you know, like Fred Lee talks about, you get, you know, married, kids, all that. And your friends all of a sudden that you would go do stupid stuff when you were younger. Now they're all, you know, married. They have kids and nobody's mm-hmm. in contact. And then little by little, your world becomes very, very small as far as your friendship circle. And I tell a lot of the new guys now, even if they ask me, you know, what's especially when it comes to second half, I'm like, probably when, you know, 3 years ago, if something was to happen and I was in dire need, I had probably one or two guys in particular I could pick the phone up. And now I've got, I don't know, 150 or so guys in my phone that I could call at any time. And I know there's probably 20 I would never think twice. I mean, if it was 3 o'clock in the morning and you like need to be bailed out of jail, they'd be like, all right, mm-hmm. I'll be there. Yeah. So, it's having that, the brotherhood type thing is really, and that's very, very important to me. Just having that, camaraderie and, you know, whether it's bantering back and forth or serious, subjects. I mean,
yeah. I love it. And the come get me out of jail, right? You've got several of those guys that are probably lawyers. So then
yeah, that's a first. I mean, as we always, I think it's said when you go down to a battlefield and you go to coffee afterwards, it's like, okay, how many attorneys to humans do we have in the room?
Right.
Usually there's more attorneys.
yep. Yeah, I do. It's like, you know, I know a lawyer. Hey, are you the type of guy that likes to get up early in the winter to battle your jester? Do you love listening to people drone on and on and on about COVID in the gloom? Would you trust your vision to a guy nicknamed Cataracts? Well, if the answer to any of these questions is yes, fellas, you have bigger problems than you think. Dr. Cataracts, aka Dr. Wolf, can't solve all of your problems, but he can certainly help you solve the problems related to your eye health and vision. You will find many F3 principles throughout his practice. Check him out today at Exclusively Eye Care. That does that. No, you know, it is funny. I love, you know, just your passion for this second F piece. I would be curious if you would share, like, what are some of the other second F things that you feel like you kind of got engaged with that were helpful, like happy hours or trivia nights or any of those things that you would recommend guys taking a look at?
So when it comes to the second half pieces, and it doesn't have to be, you know, we always talk about like, oh, the happy hour. And I know that, you know, the big thing is like, well, we want to also be able to have like family stuff. So that we're always trying to think outside the box. What are some things we could do that could still be fun, can be this, can be that, and also can have the family involved. So, you know, yeah, the happy hour was great. Love going to trivia nights, which we've been doing. But then in October, we had the Trunk or Treat. And that was, you know, such a big hit. And so we figured next year it's got to at least double, because this year was pretty good size. But it's throwing the little things out there, because we get some of the 2.0s, and they'll come up and, you know, dads are always happy. It's like, oh, you give Lemu your name, which, you know, and so, and most of them, well, they're like 6-7 years old. They're so happy about what their name is, and just like, oh, okay. So seeing how the family interaction is, that's always, an awesome piece of the second half. But there's other times when, you know, you can have some pretty deep conversations that, you know, at a happy hour type thing, where guys might be like, okay, mm-hmm. I've got some stuff going on and I don't want to talk about it at coffee, where you might be able to have like some side conversations. And I think I've had some really, really good, deep conversations with guys on that. And I'm part of the D3 team. So there's guys that sometimes are having marital problems. It's like, hey, is this something, you know, you're welcome to come join like the D3. And I think that's kind of something we're trying to push a little bit more now, just so guys know that they have other brothers to reach on. I mean, I went through a divorce through most of the last couple of years, and it was nice to have that outlet to be able to go, hey, I'm not the only one going through this. Ask for advice, or at least have somebody, you know, they could reach out when needed. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to me, like all the different things, right, that we have available for guys. And I know we've, you know, we're kind of working on what's the right format to get that out there so guys can look at the calendar or whatever it might be. But, you know, I appreciate you kind of going into a little bit the, you know, divorce deal. I would be curious if you would you be willing to kind of go a little bit deeper, like as a man going through something like that. What did it do for you to have, like, not just the advice or the, you know, the group to go to, but just, I mean, how did that sort of having that support structure help you through that sort of time in your life?
I think it was probably, it was God's timing for that for me, for having a support group. That it was, for me, it wasn't like, you know, I know some guys, they go through some pretty nasty divorces. This was pretty cut dry. It already kind of been in the works previous to joining F3. But being able to, you know, there's times, you know, reaching out to like a bobsled or, you know, whether it was a Gator or Doppler or some of the guys, Thor, and like, hey, I just need to, you know, get some time to, you know, get together. Or, and there was times like, oh yeah, what, you know, I can meet you at, you know, 6 o'clock. It was just to be able to like, hey, I've got some frustrations. I just need to, you know, not be at home, or just chit chatting about things. Just being able to have an open conversation and not be judged and not be, you know, only provided advice if you're asking for advice, you know, not trying to put an agenda on you. It's just, it was nice to just have that. So it's like somebody you felt confident, in sharing whatever that was needed, in which I think that's been another big part of second half. I think of how many COTs I've been in or had conversations. And guys will really, I mean, they're sharing deepest things that, you know, they haven't shared with others. And it's, you know, people will be like, oh, tell me about COTs. I mean, I can tell you in general, I'll never share what was said. If you weren't there, then you didn't hear it. That's okay. I mean, now some of them are not that big of a deal, but there's other times that guys have had some pretty deep things to share. And that's, I've always taken that as that's, you know, not sharing. If you weren't there, then, and if they want you to know, they'll share it with you directly. So, but yeah, the D3, just having the guys there, that was great. And it was times I really needed it.
Yeah. I love it. And I love what you said too, about the sort of the judgment-free zone or, you know, I think so many times, like we just have, we're like stuck on a thought process or a mindset and we just need to kind of say it out loud. Yeah. And, you know, and then sometimes it's, we need advice, right? So being able to just have a forum to go and find guys that you trust. And then guys that will also tell you like, hey, you're being ridiculous. You need to, yeah. you need to adjust. Yeah. We all need that. Yeah. I would be, you know, as we're thinking about second F and just your role in the Northwest, would be curious just sort of what, I don't know if you have any insight or vision or sort of goals or things that you're thinking you want to try to accomplish or aim for in that current leadership role.
So currently, I guess in the last few weeks, we made the decision, which was not that big of a deal, but to like do the happy hour every Friday at Jukes instead of just like, oh, we're gonna do it this Friday. And it was kind of convoluted at times, so people were like, I don't know, I showed up, nobody was there. But it was more to get, what are some different things we can do as far as like activities? And sometimes I may have ideas, I'm like, I don't know if this is that great of an idea, but is I think other guys feel pretty comfortable knowing that now that I'm part of that team, they'll come up and throw like, hey, have you thought about this? Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're like, yeah, we've talked about that then. But other times, I mean, the trunk or treat, that was Walleye. He came out of the blue up to me. He's like, how we should do this? I'm like, that's a great idea. So,
yeah.
But a lot of the times, like I was saying, I think it needs to be more, at least, you know, once a month, having where it's with families. And it doesn't always have to be like a Friday. It can be a Saturday or Sunday afternoon or something where we could do some different things and get more of the intermingling where you get to see the guys, not just, you know, at 5:30 in the morning, guys get to see them with their kids, you know, how they interact with their wives and just getting to know everybody in a little bigger scale, you know, because you'll hear people go, oh, yeah, my M, blah, 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 we were doing this and this. And you're like, I have no idea who. And there's times I've seen different guys. And then my wife comes up, I'm like, what? How? Okay. You know, like Killian's is, his wife is tiny. It's like, my goodness, it's like your little Barbie doll. You just put her in your pocket and walk away. I'm like, I wouldn't see you two together. but it's just, it's always cool to see how the family interaction. So I think that's kind of where trying to get more of what can we do, not just as the guys, but with the families as well. So that's kind of a vision to get a little broader perspective on that.
Heck yeah. I love it. The one we weren't able to make it to, but the one of mine that I hope to see out there again is the Dairy Chef movie night when those come back. That's, you know, we tend to go to Dairy Chef a lot now that we've got where we do. And it's, we love, they have great food and obviously the ice cream, but I thought that was a great idea because a lot of people are already there. So I'm excited to see what you guys put together. You know, I think it is, it's just a really cool space, you know, to just continue to develop. And like you said, get some other guys bringing forward ideas and see how we can support them. So I love that. You mentioned, as we're talking about family, curious what, and we were talking about, you had lunch with your son. What does your family think of F3, or how many kids do you have? Remind me.
I've got four. So three daughters and one son. My son is, well, now maybe I could try to get him out. We'll see. He was working at Lincoln Journal Star, so he was working like later in the day, and then so he would work sometimes till 2 a.m. So he's like, I'm not gonna come home, and then, you know, drive home from Lincoln and then do that, and like, okay,
yikes.
But yeah, I'm always talking to my one son-in-law who's here locally. He's like, oh, it sounds like fun. I'm not getting up that early in the morning because I don't have to get up till like 8, so I'm okay with that. I'm like, all right, whatever. My daughters, they think it's pretty cool at times. And they're like, all right, because then they'll be like, so how many guys showed up? And it's like 20 below outside. I'm like, well, you wouldn't believe it, but
yeah,
like 21 guys. I'm like, it's nuts. So but they're I think the one was my youngest daughter, who's a sophomore at UNL. Most recently she asked me to for her to interview me for a paper for one for a class that had to deal with leadership. And I go, okay, I don't know why. And she's like, because I view you as a leader because of, you know, not just F3, but what she's seen as changes. And I'm like, oh, no, that was great. So for me, that was kind something has changed. So, I was pretty happy.
That's really cool. And that's, you know, I think that's one of those things that we all, you know, someday, right, we hope our kids would view us that way. I'm curious, what do you notice that has changed, or what do you think she has noticed maybe that has changed since you started F3?
Other than, I mean, I probably a little more confidence in myself. Also just some of it's confidence, some of it's understanding that, you know, to speak my mind, where other times I probably before was like, I don't know. Somebody's going to get, not be happy with this. Where now it's like, okay, well, you're not going to make people happy every day anyways. And you know, so, but you don't have to come across as an ass doing it, but you can also, say what needs to be said. And it's amazing how many times
absolutely.
I don't want to say you don't care, but you're less worried that how they accept your comments. It's been quite a bit of a change for me.
Wow. I love to hear that. It's funny to me, not funny, but just, I guess, interesting. They seem little, right? But your VQ, right? And then every time after that UQ or leading a site or getting to lead some other thing, and the sort of just that internal lesson that you learn of like, oh, I can do this. And people liked what I had to say, and they actually listened to me, and we're just those reps that you're building that confidence. And then we're also teaching you that you're valuable, even when you don't fit some made up mold, right? You're valuable, like just who you are, and you don't have to change to say things that are valuable or to lead. And so it's cool to just hear like some of those changes that, just through like these little kind of like leading a workout, right? You wouldn't think that would have some of that impact, but just over time, really teaching you how to lead, and how to, be comfortable in your own skin, which is super cool. That's kind of the whole goal of the whole thing, right?
Yeah. And I guess one of the other things in which I've, kind of taken, as I mentioned a little bit earlier about, the picking up the six. So I always enjoy when the new guy gets there, especially if the new guy is somebody that you can tell he's miserable from literally the start. It's like, okay, so latching onto him and just having those conversations and going, okay, learning a little bit more about him. But as he, starting to struggle, it's like, hey, it's you versus you. Don't worry what these guys are doing. And then encouraging them that way. It's like, okay, so you can't run, a full mile. Okay, that's fine. I've been there, done that. I've had so many of the new guys will be like, oh, I don't know how all these guys do that. I'm like, well, they've been doing it for a while. You will too. You won't today. And there's many of the times it's just that little bit of encouragement of, hey, you got out of bed this morning. You've already won the day. Tomorrow when you come out, now, okay, you did, I don't know, two merkins and regular, and then the rest were on your knees. Okay, tomorrow you do three. Just, you versus you versus you yesterday. And a lot of the times those little things are just enough to keep guys going, oh, it's like nobody cares what you do except you. So if you cheat yourself, you cheat yourself.
Yeah.
But if you give your best effort, I think that's kind of where I get, there's some days where I get more enjoyment out of that, where it's like, okay, just helping somebody kind of like get through that first workout or their, first week.
I love it. That's so cool. And that sort of reignites, right? Every time you get to experience that side by side with a new guy, it just like reminds you, right, of like, man, this is why we do this, right? It just keeps giving it away. And it's so cool.
Liberty Core Real Estate is your homegrown real estate broker. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate, whether personal or investment, Armando, aka Brian, and Megan Michaels Company is ready to serve you. With Command Center in Old Town Elkhorn and agents all throughout the metro, they are more than ready to guide and serve you in your next real estate endeavor. Whether your next move needs to happen now or in 5 years, call or text Armando at 402-770-2165 to get your questions answered. And a special offer for F3 Nation PAX members, Liberty Core will donate $250 to your sponsor of choosing for every closed transaction. Stop looking, start finding today with Liberty Core Real Estate.
I would be curious, as you think about, you know, fitness, fellowship, faith, kind of that third F piece, and would be interested if you would just share kind of what's been your journey in that third F space over the years.
So prior to 2020, I'd say probably from about 2013 to 2019, I was going to church on a regular basis. Was Calvary, and then changed to Love Church. And then around 2019, I kind of had started having, me and, my ex-wife started kind of having falling out, and it seemed like that's when we stopped going to church. And then 2020 happened and nobody was going. but then I started noticing little by little, I just kept pushing myself farther and farther away. After I got into F3, hearing some of the guys just, you know, asking for prayers, some of the conversations, how some guys would share, you know, about their faith. Other guys would share, it's like, I don't understand the faith. And it was kind of having that, inner feeling of like, this is where I need, this is another piece of me that needs to be fixed. And then, so I know that earlier, I've been 24, I was going to do the retreat. I became sick before. I'd been on a trip and got back and wasn't doing well. And okay, so I had to kind of pass on it. So this year, fingers crossed, that's going to be the idea, is to go this year. But it's been little pieces where, you know, whether it's like Vlasic being, you know, as a pastor, or we have a few guys that are pastors. And it's always great to hear how some of the guys, they just openly will be like, well, this is how I feel. This is, you know, what it is, and sharing their faith. And it's, you know, kind of eye opening to go, you know what, it's important to me. But sometimes you don't think about it to the depths that we probably should. And then earlier this year, bobsled started, he was going to Love Church, and he's like, you should come with me. I'm like, well, that's where I used to go. I've been going, I was probably going once a month, but I was trying to go like every Sunday, and it's like, okay, so I need to, you know, get back to where I was. But then it was like, I'd be cleaning house and they have it going on because they have the live feed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just those little pieces. Those are awesome. Cause guys will, you know, they share so much, and they're trying to get others, other guys to join them. And I kind of going back with bobsled, the one piece that really kind of stuck with me is, with Love Church, he had his, baptismal, and I had done very similar with, Love Church years before that. And so he was like, yeah, I'm just doing this. You know, he was very, you know, very humble, very, you know, nonchalant about the whole thing. And so like me and Muffs and the Canary, went out there and his baptism. And so that was awesome, for many reasons. Not only to celebrate him, but to also kind of go, yeah, this is what I'm, another piece of me I'm missing.
Yeah.
Getting back into the faith part's very, that's probably been, a piece that really needed to be replaced, that was missing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool to me too, that you, you know, church is certainly part of your faith journey. Right. But I think what we get to experience in the mornings is so much of, just God as creator, right? We get to see all these, you know, we're outdoors first of all. And like, there are some like moments that are so picturesque, you know, that we just can't even capture, and it's just like the moon this morning was like,
yeah,
crazy, you know, super bright. It was orange at one point. I mean, and it's just like being out there, and then being out there with a group of guys that you care about, that care about you, yeah. You know, and then you combine that with the prayers and the COT. I mean, I think we just get to experience so much of, you know, of God sort of through other people that I think it's just, it's pretty remarkable. And I don't know, I would say my experience with church, I love going to church, but I don't get that same experience in a Sunday worship service. You know, it's just a little different vibe, but it's still, you know, I think still representative of Sky Q or higher power, whatever, you know, you want to call it. But, you know, I would be curious, you know, as you think about like some of the guys coming into the group, are there, other than some of those things you mentioned, are there certain things you would sort of recommend guys check out to sort of, you know, if they're searching or if they're trying to get a little bit deeper in their faith? I mean, you know, QSource comes to mind for me, but not sure if you have had a chance to experience that at all.
Yeah. Well, I've done the QSource, and I would encourage any of the guys, if you haven't tried at least going, you can't just do one yet, you know, getting a few different ones. It does open up some topics sometimes that you don't think a lot about. So I was going to Whetstone quite often and hitting that Q source. And that was great. I mean, there was some phenomenal conversations that came out of, like, you know, may seem like such a small subject. And we would be there and like, okay, hey, yeah, it's almost 7 o'clock. We got to go, you know. But and you get lost in the moment because they were great conversations. So I would definitely say with the Q source, and for any of the guys that if you're really, you know, I think sometimes we still, as much as we can try to be vulnerable, we still have some pride of, you know, being ashamed to maybe share certain things. And if, you know, if any of the newer guys, it's like, find somebody that, you know, if you don't have a shield lock, find somebody that, you know, you kind of have a connection with, and just have that conversation. And if it, you know, whether it's faith related or just something where it's like, I'm struggling, you know, I think that's probably be my biggest piece for any of the guys.
Yeah, no, I love that. I think that's really important too. You know, I would be curious kind of on, you know, as you're thinking about the like community service side, what's been your experience with some like kind of that side of the third F piece?
I love how Vandalay puts, he does so many great things on this, and I enjoy it. For me, I personally, I did stuff for like the Open Door Mission before, and actually with Love Church, it was with Abide. We had some different things we would do, but the Hardline Hope mission, I love going down there when, you know, like for the pantry, and just being able to help the people, because they're, I guess what I've always shared with people is, if you're there because you think, you know, you have to be there, then I don't know. It's, you have to have, a want. And the people really are so happy to, I mean, I've had, I don't speak any Spanish. I've had so many times where people they can't speak any English, but they'll speak something into their phone and share it with them. And like, they're so thankful that it's like, we took time out of our day to, you know, take food out to their car, or just to, you know, we do the block party, set the block party up, go out there, and, you know, have fun with the kids. Just let them just have a great time. And I get probably more enjoyment out of that, because you see so many smiles. It's like, this is great. I love that. We did the Abide Christmas last year, and the weather wasn't that great, but there was so many people that were just so thankful that we were taking the time to help them do this and take things out to their car. And sometimes it was like you're going clear across the parking lot and they're like, I don't even know where we're parked. And you're out there looking like,
yeah,
kind of freezing right now. But it was the joy that they had knowing that they had gifts for their kids. So, you know, it's that they just need, you know, that the hand up, I guess, you know, and somebody really care, you know.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And I think the thing is, a lot of those folks that are receiving those services are, you know, there can sometimes be shame or, you know, different feelings there. And so, you know, again, being non-judgmental, being willing to help with a smile, you know, it goes a long way, and you make those people feel like, hey, it's okay to ask for help. You know, and yeah, I love that. Yeah. You know, I think the other piece that I definitely want to get your thoughts on, you know, as we think about like invigorating or reinvigorating male community leadership is kind of that leadership piece. So you know, we talked a little bit, right, about the confidence you gained from some of those opportunities, but would love to hear what was your time like as a site Q at Coronado, and then talk us through a little bit of the succession planning. How'd you guys pick the successors for that site?
Muffs always goes, okay, so you pretty much ran the site. I just happened to be there. I enjoyed the leadership part of, you know, leading the site. I was thankful, you know, we had never had a no-show or somebody that something happened. Always had workout ready in the car just in case. But it was learning so many different things with all your different cues. And it was thinking outside the box, because when we first took it over from Patton and
Mulligan.
Jeez, I just saw him this morning too. That's the horrible part. From Patton and Mulligan, was they're always stressed about, you know, trying to have the co-cues. And so the first thing we did was like, oh, okay. I had different guys would be like, do I have to have a co-cue? So then me and Muff's like, no, not really. So then it was able to go, okay, we were suggesting it, but so sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't. So thinking that way is like a little bit outside the box. Always stressing to the different, if there was somebody new that had never been to the site, like, hey, this is a bruiser friendly, which means, you know, we're trying to keep the running down to a minimum, even though we had a couple times where I was like, oh, this is borderline, but we just told guys, if you can't do it, you can't do it. But I always found the what some people feel like is the hardest thing, the easiest piece, was filling the schedule. If I always just tried to go like 6 weeks at a time, occasionally 8 weeks at a time, but anytime I get to a certain thing or a certain point, I'd tell Muffs and he'd grab a couple of people and then I'd be like, okay, here. I just send out a text to like 8 or 10 guys that hadn't been on the queue there. Hey, who wants to fill? Here's the dates. And amazing, usually within 15 minutes, I had them all filled. So many guys were just willing to do it. And you know, being there that every Monday, I loved going out on Mondays, so that I had no problem with, you know, doing that. And I think there was a couple times where, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, it's going to be, you know, raining or it's just miserable out. I'm like, I'm still going. So that was probably the hardest part. Other than that, I think just running it is more of, if you have questions, asking. And I always, any of the guys when they're new, I always tell them like, okay, hey, here's some tricks on, so you don't forget your flag. Here's some other tricks, if, you know, about this, that, or the other, whether it's, you know, having a workout ready at all times in your car, no matter what, just just little tips that people had shared with me. That's probably been one of the biggest things. Then guys, that if we got a VQ, I always went back to Chernobyl. For when I had my VQ, Chernobyl came up to me and he said, "You can't screw it up." He goes, "If you learn the intro and you get a COT, the rest of it will take care of itself. Just make it simple." Yeah. Because we're idiots at 5:30 in the morning. Like, got it.
Right. Yeah, that's solid advice. I love it.
Yeah. So, but then when it came, we got, I think we were probably about 6 months in, and me and Muffs were talking about, like, you know, who are some different guys to think about. And usually you want to start thinking about who some of your regulars. At that time, we were seeing, well, it was always, we saw the three together, was Walleye, Baby Back, and Killian's. It's like, okay, well, we only need two. It's like, they would be perfect. I'm like, yeah, but what if? So then we started hedging our bets right then. It's like, all right, we got to start getting in their ear. All three were interested, but it's like, well, only two are going to go. So like, can we have three? Right. Like, no. We only could do two. So then it was, Killian's came up to me out of the blue. He's like, I'm going to do this with the Ruckus. So it was like, okay, we got, Baby Back and Walleye locked in, and they're phenomenal with it. Baby Back's the one that started the, before we gave up the flag, he started the, truffle shuffle. He's like, we should do this. So kind of with the tank truck idea. So yeah, been awesome.
Yeah. I love it. It's so cool. And, you know, I think like you said, it's hard, right? Because we start opening up to all these guys, you know, all these new guys, right? Because this site really helped kind of create this pipeline for guys that historically may not have come out on Mondays or may not have come out at all. And so then you're like, now I have too many guys. So, exactly. And I love, you know, then we started the Ruckus, right?
Yeah,
not a bad problem to have. Then we started the Ruckus, and Killian's, you know, helped launch that, and so that kind of made your choice a little bit easier. But well, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate your story, you know, and just your leadership. You know, I think it's so cool that, you know, every guy has a unique story, and just how life has come at them, and how they've sort of worked through challenges, and how they've stepped up to lead, and you know, how you've had an impact on all these other guys through your leadership in F3. So I just want to thank you for that. You know, where we like to kind of end is just getting some thoughts from you, kind of current state, you know, what's going on in life. Where do you need prayers and encouragement? If guys see you out there, what's something they should say? Hey, Limu, I'm thinking about this for you, or maybe they could nudge you on something. What's on that list for you?
So right now I've been dealing with, I've got some bursitis in my left hip and dealing with that. So that's been I've had plenty of guys that are, they're always kind of helpful. And, you know, then a few of them just make fun of me because they say a waddle now. And I'm like, okay, great. I need that encouragement. But yeah, if I can get back.
You walk like a Limu now.
Yeah, I guess I do. Once I'm kind of back to feeling closer to 100%, then yeah, it's definitely trying to get out and get some more of the, get back up to running the 5K on a regular basis again. So, I think that's probably my biggest thing going right now.
Awesome. Well, definitely. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, just like you mentioned with Amadeus, right? Find some guys that, you know, and get a pace and hammer it out. But yeah, we'll definitely be praying for you on that. Again, just thanks for your time today. This was great. We'll just do a little name-a-rama here to wrap us up. I'll start. Brandon Fleehardy, 38, The Plague.
The Plague. And Sean Stone, 57, Limu.
Limu, respect. And you've got the L, right? There you go. L. What sound does a Limu make?
I don't know. And truly has tried to call that of yelling, where's the? But nobody's taken it. Oh, it kind of has died off.
It didn't stick. That's funny. Well, I'll have to look that up and figure out what sound a Limu makes. Awesome, man. Well, appreciate your time today.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. Here, give me just a second.
Okay.
I've got
I don't know why my internet's now I'm kind of ticked. What's Cox doing? Because my internet usually I have no problems. I do meetings all the time at home.
You know, I had some folks at work actually yesterday were having some issues where their internet went out. But well, this is I think we're good. Yours will it'll continue to upload as the day is going on here, and then I'll get a notification if it has any issues. But looks like we should be good.
Okay.
Thanks, brother. Have a good rest of your day. I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. You're going to go to Oscar Mike?
Well, I was thinking the leadership meeting.
Oh, the leadership meeting. Yeah, I've already forgot about that. Yes, I'll be there. I was like, right, what else is
there? Have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Talk to you soon. Yeah.
Talk to you later. Bye.